First wins for coaches are always impressive. You still have hair. It's maybe a little grayer than the start of the game was, but what were the ebbs and flows like for you there on the sidelines tonight?
You know, I didn't really notice it as much as you would think. It's actually worse in the box because you don't feel like you have any control. But it was wild. It was absolutely wild, and there's so many twists and turns of that game. So, man, I'm just glad the clock hit double zeros and we got the W. That's all I know.
Well, you come out and you just offensively dominate. I mean, it was like you guys could not be stopped there in the first half. Jordan Hine looked like the preseason all, you know, NSIC player of the year. He played great in that first half, and he had so many different people involved. And then the third quarter comes, and something changed. Upper Iowa continued. It seemed to do what they do, but, you know, as a head coach, I mean, I know it's got to be a quandary. You don't want to be too aggressive and cause turnovers and give the other team a chance to get back in the game. What was your approach there in the third quarter?
I'll be honest with you. We didn't change anything besides we just didn't execute. I was pretty adamant that we were going to play fast. We were going to try to score points. We are gifted on offense. We need to be able to score points, and they're frustrated in the third. I think Bags is pretty upset even into the fourth. But, man, the reverse, big call on his part, and obviously got some stops, got some interceptions in the red zone, stopped about the 5-yard line or the 2, whatever it was. So, yeah, it was a mighty, mighty wild game.
Do you win that game if you're on the road and only have 55 guys at your disposal?
No.
So you just kept throwing them wave after wave after wave.
We are blessed to have some deep D-line guys. We are really short at outside backer, not necessarily because of major injuries. We had cramps, but a kid kind of tweak a hamstring. So we only had one outside backer. We had some other three guys rotating, but I tell you what, Devel Miller for his first college game played extremely well. You put in, really, Jake Leibel played well when he was able to go. But Devel took, I don't know how many snaps he had in the game, but Devel took almost all of them. And then we just kept rotating guys in the secondary where we were deep. But man, yeah, it was a pretty big team effort.
Kel?
After that Birchfield touchdown, I noticed that the pace picked up. You guys were moving a little bit faster. You weren't doing any huddles. Do you think that kind of helped you get that momentum back there in the fourth?
Yeah, I think it did, and I was pretty pointed with the guys on the offensive side of the ball. Is don't change anything. Is, you know, I love Hayden Fry, the old Iowa football coach. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it type of mentality. So let's go, let's go, let's go, and that's going to be the mentality for that side the whole year.
Well, your defense came up big. Three consecutive series they caused a turnover when they didn't get a turnover in the game, and that was really the key. I mean, obviously, if Upper Iowa was able to get down and get some points on any one of those drives, it's a crazier finish than it already was.
Yeah, you know what? We need to do a better job winning on third downs, but we had opportunities to get out the field, made some really poor decisions on some penalties, which hurt us, extended some drives. But I tell you what, their quarterback's slick. He's a good player, and, you know, they did a they're good. They're good on offense, and you can't take that away from them. But a little bend but don't break, which is not my mentality, but big plays again at key times.
You're a defensive coach. What does the defensive coach in you say just watching a game with just shy of 1,100 yards of offense?
Makes me want to puke a little bit. But other than that, I kind of knew it was going to be this way. And so hopefully we can do a better job and improve on that those numbers next week.
Well, you had 8 different pass receivers with a catch today. You had 6 different players with runs. If that doesn't illustrate the depth you've got on offense, and that's got to be a great feeling. I know you're the defense, you come from the defensive side, but having that many potent, I mean, from a defensive perspective, you can appreciate it. You can't really guess, one, where you're going, and two, key in on anybody to stop them.
Right. I mean, they pretty much, you notice their full flow and just roll, roll, roll on offense. So it's not designated to, hey, we're going to get touched with certain guys. They just run the offense and roll guys. So really fun to see a lot of guys get involved, a lot of big plays be made.
Does Jordy Hine remind you of Craig Bagnell as a player?
You know, he does. And I think Craig's rubbed off on him a lot. He's done a tremendous job developing him and really has developed him as a leader, yeah, but just the game slowed down so much for him. And getting a guy that's played college football, that's had all those game experiences, that's pretty remarkable. It's been fun transformation to see Jordy play like that.
You mentioned Jordy's cool, calm collectedness, especially in the third quarter there. How much did he help your team kind of keep it together and not panic yet?
You know, I think really I didn't sense it on the sideline that things were really unraveling, maybe as much as it did to you guys. and I don't think that feel was there. They were frustrated because they thought they could have been scoring more points. We really thought we could put them to bed a little bit earlier, so that was frustrating that we weren't able to get it done.
Well, that's a good sign, though. If you know, things aren't necessarily going their way, I mean, they're just acting like, you know, they're just we'll change this.
Right. Oh, very true. And you guys understand. I mean, Upper Iowa's defense last year was one of the top, you know, five in the conference. And
they're as veteran as you guys are.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, without a doubt. And you know, the thing last year, if you look at the stats, Upper Iowa's like they're like a Nintendo game. I'm old, you know, and it's like, you know, super, super, whatever those games were in. It's like
Tecmo Bowl.
There you go.
Yeah,
Bo Jackson, baby. But they had an issue last year in the red zone, and so I figured the yards were there. But 24 points, if we hold teams to 24 points, we're in a lot of football games, I think.
You're going to have to do that or better next week.
Yeah.
You know that next week starts the brunt of a difficult road schedule.
Yeah, they didn't do us any favors. We talked about that before, and the commissioner didn't respond to many of my emails last couple of days, so they didn't change it any. So, Mankato's well coached. They got good players. They're the team to beat, and that's what we got to do on the road.
Good luck.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, congrats.
All right, thanks.
Brent Bolte, the head coach of the BSU Beavers.